As we gather as a family in this Jubilee year of hope, we are constantly reminded that we are a pilgrim people. We are certainly on a journey. And here in our Lord's house, this beautiful basilica and national shrine dedicated to Our Lady, Queen of the Universe, reminds us of our family gathered here, those throughout the world, those throughout the universe. And as we gather, I'm always so thankful to meet all our pilgrims from all over the world. We come from all over the world united because our Lord invites us into His family, into unity and peace. And I'm reminded that there's a question that always comes up as I meet all the new families. They all have the same question. They all want to know, Father, where are you from? Make no mistake, it's not like in New York when we would look at each other and say, hey, where are you from, right? It's not that. They want to know. And for those who know me well, you know the answer. When somebody asks me, where are you from? I'm going to say, I'm from heaven. And they laugh. And they say, no, seriously, Father. I say, no, seriously, I'm from heaven. So when I ask you, where are you from, what are you going to tell me?
Heaven.
Absolutely. We are from heaven. Remember, my brothers and sisters, that we are citizens of heaven. We are members of the household of God. We have been united in baptism. We are sons and daughters of God, sons and daughters of Mary, and sons and daughters of Joseph. We are a family. Family that Christ has won for us the right to be called heirs of this amazing kingdom of God. So we are family. And I have to remind them when they ask me where I'm from, I'm always reminded, we're from heaven. We're a pilgrim people. We're on a journey. And where are we going to? You ask Bishop, when he asks you, where are you going to? You all should say heaven. Where are you going to?
Heaven.
He's going to ask you that question, and please have the right answer. We're a pilgrim people. We are on a journey, and we're going home. We're going home. And so I ask you just to imagine, when we travel throughout this world, we need identification. We need a passport, right? When we travel from country to country, we hear, pasaporte, please, right? We hear, where's your passport? I don't know about you, but I always tremble when I give my passport because I'm like, I pray I still look like that picture. And you know, they scrutinize you. When you come through, they're looking at you, they're looking at that, they're looking at the picture. Sometimes they'll put a little flashlight on there, and I'm like, oh, praise God that I look just like that picture. I ask you to imagine, what if one day when we knocked on the door to our true homeland, and we said, Lord, Lord, open the door. And imagine if he looked at our passport and said, go away, I don't know you. Imagine for a moment that we don't look like the original image and the likeness that we were created in. The Venerable Fulton Sheen says that God has to have two images of us now. One that was the creation, the divine image, the likeness of God. And then the other one is, unfortunately, because of sin and deception, how we tarnished that image. But Fulton Sheen says that when it comes to our Mother Mary, it's the same image. God only has one image for her. The image never changed. It was never distorted. It never faded in any way. And so while we are our pilgrim people and eventually we have to show some identification, Our Lady doesn't need that. We all recognize in her the original image and likeness of God. Only one image of our Mother Mary. Fulton Sheen says, imagine this. God being the greatest composer, he composed a beautiful song, beautiful melody with its lyrics and everything. And he says, what we wanted to do was to change the notes, to change the melody, to change the lyrics. We wanted it to be our song. He says, but when it comes to Mary, it is the same song that God composed exactly as he composed it. She is the Magnificat. She is the song of glory. She is the one who prays our Lord perfectly for all eternity. But isn't it beautiful that our mother, because she did not have the consequence of sin, the image was never distorted. So she assumes right into heaven. She is welcomed into heaven because the image is always the same. We know that Christ became sin for us, and we know the story. He died for us. He rose for us so that once again, we could be that pilgrim people and journey to our true homeland, that homeland where the day is always endless, the sun always shines, as the children say, the sky is always blue, and our Queen is there waiting for us, praying for us, so that when we come through, Our Lady says, I know this one. I know that one. They're mine. They're my children. I want to welcome them home. Our Lady recognizes us. Because remember, God doesn't look at the appearance, he looks at the heart. And when he sees our heart, he sees our mother. That's why it's important for us to consecrate ourselves to God and to Mary, so that we continue to become more and more like Jesus in the likeness of our Lord, and we can be once again in the beloved image that God has created us. Thank you again for gathering today as we honor our Lord and our Lady. Let us never forget that we are a pilgrim people. We are members of the household of God. We are his beloved children and beloved children of Mary. That if for whatever reason, we do have to provide some kind of identification when we knock on the doors of heaven. Well, our Lord is waiting for his children and our Mother Mary as well.